once again for that Gala Primetime Extravaganza you've all been waiting for, Truth or Consequences. Brought to you by Boise Beverages, makers of fine carbonated drinking substances, now available on the West Coast, too. And here's your host, Bill Barker! Thank you, Johnny. Our two contestants tonight will be competing for a prize worth over $4,000! Let us meet Mrs. Olga Goulash from Wino, Nevada, and Mr. Randy Smegma, a lawyer from Microwave, Indiana. How are you, contestants? Are you nervous?
A little, yes.
Well, there's nothing to be nervous about. I'm going to ask you both a question and give you a chance to answer until only one of you is left to try for our big prize tonight, worth over $4,000! Now, Mrs. Goulash, here goes. Here's your question. Name the street the big gorilla died on in the film King Kong.
Oh, I know that one. It rhymes with pantyhose or something like...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Goulash. Time's up, and you didn't give us the correct answer. Randy, it's your turn.
Alexander Wilcott?
No, Randy, you didn't give me a chance to ask the question yet. Okay, Randy, at what temperature will a baby cat explode when placed in a conventional toaster oven?
Alexander Wilcott?
Exactly! Congratulations, Mr. Smegma, but as you know, on Truth or Consequences, telling the truth gives you the opportunity to leave, where Mrs. Goulash, by losing the question portion of the game, must stay and pay the consequences, giving her, and her alone, Randy, the chance at tonight's sensational prize package worth over $4,000!
What a ripoff.
Don't worry, Randy, nobody goes away empty-handed on Truth or Consequences.
Great.
Here, take this trash with you when you leave. And now, Mrs. Goulash, it's time for you to pay the consequences. And while I explain to you what we're going to do, I want you to put on this scuba diving gear complete with oxygen tanks and swim fins, if you don't mind.
Okay, Bill.
Johnny, open the curtains. Now, behind us is a giant aquarium we have specially built, filled with 2,800 gallons of water. Mrs. Goulash, can you hear me inside that mask?
Yes.
Great. Now, Mrs. Goulash, here's your goal. To climb into the tank and wade or swim to retrieve that small waterproof chest in the far corner. A chest containing a beautiful diamond necklace worth over $4,000! If you get it and return with it, it's yours to keep along with these beautiful prizes. Johnny?
Bill, if Mrs. Goulash gets that necklace, she'll find herself and her husband on their way to an all-expense-paid trip to beautiful Rhode Island. She'll spend 6 wonderful days and 8.5 wonderful nights in the beautiful Hotel Hilton, located right on Highway 9. Besides that, Bill will give her $50 in food stamps and a year's personal subscription to Spiegel's catalog. Back to you, Bill.
All I have to do is get that box.
That's right, Mrs. Goulash, but we've made it a lot trickier than it looks. Remember, things are never easy on Truth or Consequences. First, you have a time limit of 30 seconds to get the chest and return. And second, we've added for you an extra challenge. Johnny, release the back hatch. Mrs. Goulash, you'll have to fight your way to that necklace just to get past this live shark! Ooh, and doesn't he look menacing? He's a 600-pound man-eating great white, Mrs. Goulash, but $4,000 is $4,000, right? Now, are you ready?
No, I think I've changed my mind. I'm ready.
Good. Turn on your oxygen tanks and dive in. Johnny, would you start the clock, please? Well, she's approaching cautiously. The great white has seen her, and he's heading towards her. Mrs. Goulash looks a bit frightened, but audience, what Mrs. Goulash doesn't know is that we would never place her in the same tank with a live shark. What Mrs. Goulash thinks is about to take a bite out of her upper torso is in reality only a playful dolphin with a plastic fin attached to its back. Let's watch what happens. Oh, it seems as this... If Mrs. G is... Yes, she spotted the charade. She realized that it isn't a killer shark after all. She's swimming towards the box. Folks, as you know, Truth or Consequences always gets the last laugh. And in our own sneaky way, we've done it again. Mrs. Goulash is racing back to beat the clock with a diamond necklace worth over $4,000! Clutched in her green little hand, confident that the shark rules over, nothing can stop her now, but unaware that there is not enough air in her oxygen tanks to sustain her. That's right, empty oxygen tanks for Mrs. Goulash as she turns a bright shade of blue and slowly sinks to the bottom of the tank. No air and no wonderful prizes for Mrs. Olga Goulash, housewife from Wino, Nevada. Well, that's the way the game is played. I'm Bill Barker. Join us next week for Truth or Consequences. Until then, moo oink, bow wow wow.
Good evening and welcome to Controversy. My guests tonight are Dr. Robert Tim Dust Particle, a man who has been working extensively for the past 2 years doing research on the human ear, and Blood Clot Hyman, a professional boxer and ex-heavyweight champion, here to talk about floor tile. I'm Green Caldwell, and I'll return right after this.
Bye!
Hello, I'm Green Caldwell, and this is Controversy. My first guest tonight is Dr. Robert Tim Dust Particle, a physician at the Fisher Price Memorial Hospital in Weebleville, California. He has done multiple research on the human ear, and is here this evening to discuss his recent findings. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Dust Particle.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, why don't we just begin by having you tell us exactly what your discoveries of late have been?
Well, I've been working for a long time now with aural fungus, or ear mucus, as it is more commonly known, and I've found it to be a lot more than just that sticky orange wax you gouge out each morning with a Q-tip. In fact, after several years of researching, I finally discovered a way in which to communicate with it.
You communicate with earwax?
That's right.
You talk to it?
In a manner of speaking, Green, yes.
Dr. Dust Particle, why would you want to communicate with earwax in the first place?
Well, I've always had trouble balancing my checkbook, and I figured if I could ask...
Dr. Dust Particle, didn't you enjoy a nice 6-year stint at Manhattan Hospital in New York, in which you had involuntarily been committed for a nervous breakdown after supergluing 200 or 300 stainless steel meat grinders to the side of the Washington Monument?
No, you must be mistaking me for another Robert Tim Dust Particle.